Why is it not this way? It's all in the table. It's in the house, it's in this day.
So many prisoners?
Yes.
And of course, many people are committing crimes.
Yes, because that's something crime. He's upset, our government can't wait. He becomes similar and killer.
His option.
That's it. It is your option.
Right.
To rot in this material world or go back to home, back to God. That is your option. It is open to you, both ways. You go to hell or go to heaven. That is your option. So human life is meant for selection. What shall I do? I shall go to hell or heaven. And that is what it is. If you want to go to hell, you can go. Krishna is truth. Without Krishna, everything is untrue. Truth is what? It's like zero is zero. And if it's added with one, then it's ten. It's true. The zero is zero always, 100 million times zero add, it is zero. But when there is one, immediately that will increase. So without Krishna, all this material like mass, like, they are all zeros. But if you bring Krishna, then that increases well. 10, 100, 1,000, tens of thousands, like that. Millions. Because the one is there. So bring Krishna, and then everything is well. Other is all zero. You may be proud of so-called material advancement. This is zero. Because it will not save you. Because the Tathādehāntara prāpti, you have to change your body. So, you have earned so much millions and billions of money, that's all right. But you have to go empty-handed. The money is in danger. You cannot take that money in the tomb. Then it is zero. You are going empty-handed. You came empty-handed and going empty-handed. You came with zero and I'm going with zero. So whatever you are earned, that is zero. But if you have attempted to serve Krishna with all these zeros, then you are taking somebody. Then Krishna will see, oh, he has done so much. Otherwise, zero. But the value of your skyscraper building and billions of dollars in the bank, you cannot take it. And this is called Maya. You cannot take it with you, it's still you are standing hard and you are not. This is called Maya. Not a single thing, hard thing you do. Able to take with you, and you still, you are simply having. They are called asses. These are asses. clear. So my big body, but nothing else. The body belongs to me. Mura, therefore mura, ashes. For nothing else, which is late for them, never be able to take it there. What did he say? We are thinking for our next generation. He is not interested for himself, he is interested for the general thing, which you feel as well as in the belly. Just in the other way.
Should everyone move to the temples? Should everyone move to the temples?
Why?
Those here?
Not that much. Imagine. Who's coming here? Nobody's coming.
Sri Prabhupada, you're seeing Krishna every moment. Does this mean you're seeing Krishna in this two-arm form thing, good every moment?
What do you think? Seeing him is Krishna, I read Krishna. Santasadaiva-ridaya-sumilokani. You don't read Bhagavad-gita, Brahma-samhita? Do you read?
This one.
Huh?
Would you have the wrong sleeping reports?
Brahma-samhita. Did he say? Santa sadaiva ridaya subhiloka. Those who are saint people, they always see Krishna within his heart. Everyone can see if you try. By you and me, everyone can see. This guy is open to everyone. But he is not open to the rascal. That is Krishna. Naham prakasa sarvaksa. Jiva maya sama. He is open to everyone. But not to all of us. Only to the devotees.
Paramatma feature is in the heart.
Yeah.
And the pure devotee, does he see the Paramatma feature or does he see the two?
So when you see Krishna, you see Paramatma, Brahma, everything. Brahma and see Paramatma and see Bhagavan, you see everything. If you see, just like when you see the sun, you see sunlight also. You start to see the sun glow, the sunlight, 7 days. Nobody is there. I am seeing the sun, but not the sunset. Is it? He is seeing everything. He is seeing everything.
But does he focus his mind on the two ones?
There is no question of focus or no focus. You know, one who sees Krishna, he sees everything. Esmin vijyate sarvamekam vijyatam. There is no personal imagination. This is fact.
Naham prakash sarvasya yoga maya samavita bhudho yam na vijananti loko mam achamavyutam. I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent.
Yeah. One is foolish, not intelligent, he cannot see it. It is not, does not reveal to us. There you see. Yes.
For them I am covered by my eternal creative potency, Yoga Maya. And so the deluded world knows me not, who am unborn and infallible.
If you have no qualification to see him, even Krishna comes before you, you cannot see. You see in his eye, he's an ordinary man. Because you are not qualified to see. But when you become qualified, you see it all. Kunti Devi said, Krishna, you are within and without this day. They cannot see you. If Krishna is within and without, that's two things. But still, the example is given, Ratuna to Dharoja, it's like a friend or a family member playing on the stage, and somebody says that your brother is playing. Where is my brother? He's just playing, he's part taking this part. Oh, so he requires help, otherwise he cannot see. Even he sees his brother or father playing on the stage, he cannot see. The example is very nice. Ratuna to Dharoja. He sees his brother at home, but he cannot see on the stage. Everything requires qualification, therefore this Krishna consciousness movement is made not qualified to see God 24 hours. This is how and so stands for Krishna consciousness. That is hard, then you see God 24 hours without any struggle. Yogi does not mean to play some magic. Magician also can play some magic. Devotee is not interested to show any magic. But he is interested to see the magician supreme. He is playing so much magic. The yogi, they are thinking that if I can play some magic, then so many people will be after him. That is my success. But the devotee doesn't want that. The devotee wants to see who is playing the magic. Supreme magician. Yogeshwar. Tatha Yogeshwaro Hari. Find out Tatha Yogeshwar. Krishna. A teacher. The supreme master of all yogi, mystic yogi. Devotee must be there, and from everywhere. Then all opulences will come. That is the secret. Why a devotee shall go to the forest for meditating or acquiring some mystic power? He doesn't require it. If he keeps Krishna always with him, then everything is. Then in part one?
Yes. For the Bhagavad Gita began with an inquiry by Dhritarashtra. Could you speak to us on giving thanks to the Lord? Could you speak about giving thanks to the Lord?
What can you say to someone that says, Lord Jesus fed thousands of people with fish? What can you tell them?
If there is nothing available, I can tell them. That's why we have got such orange, and such nice fruits, and rice, and dal, and meat, why should we eat this? After all, you have to eat something. These such nice things are not available. You can eat these. But very nice things are available. Why should you eat?
In the Genesis, the very beginning of the Old Testament, the plants will be your meat.
Okay. One must eat something. The nature's law is that Sahasrana, Chatuspada. That is the arrangement, my nature's way, that animals, they have no hands. So, primitive life, they become food for the primitive, native, or uncivilized man. They kill some animals. Any. Why civilized man do so? He can produce his food. God has given him land. He has intelligence. Just like our Chakramandaro. He has got immense opportunity. Just explain to them about their producing in the farm.
We have a farm producing all kinds of foodstuffs for any animals
in growth. This is our product. We produce for the animal this. So the animal is sick. And he gives to me. He's not paying. He gives you the nicest food, full of vitamins. And you can prepare from milk hundreds of thousands of so many perishable things. That is civilization. It is not civilization because cow is so potential. So let me eat the cow. Guru is so shakti, spiritual. Let me eat Guru, then I will be sure. This is true. Cow is so full of vitamin value. But civilization is that why should you eat the animal? Take the milk what is milk? Milk is nothing but the blood. The civilization means let the cow lead and take the milk, which is nothing but blood. When the mother feeds the child with milk, what from the milk come? The milk comes from the blood of the mother. Therefore, the mother is supplied nutritious food so that she can produce milk for the child. Similarly, cow is mother. What is this philosophy? Kill the mother and eat. Kill the child and eat. What is it? Such crude things are going on in the name of civilization. You are manufacturing big motor cars and you cannot manufacture your food. God has given you so much land. Civilization is how to go back to home after all. That is civilization. One should be intelligent now. Education must be directed in that way. But they do not know, the lecturers, they do not know it. But my aim of life is how to go home, back to God. That they do not know it. Nothing is reduced, nothing may be slow. Durasayadi, Bahirattamad. These aspects are trying to adjust things here, materially, and becoming more complicated, killing father and mother and